The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq says he is confident the United States is on track to meet an impending deadline for withdrawing combat troops from the country. General Ray Odierno told the U.S. television network ABC that Iraq's military has been gradually taking on more responsibility over the past several months and will be ready to take over security operations as the U.S. reduces its forces to 50,000 troops by September 1st. Joe Stork is the deputy director of the Middle East Division at Human Rights Watch. We asked him what his humanitarian organization would like to see in Iraq after the U.S. military drawdown.
We have two main concerns based on visits we made to Baghdad and other cities in central Iraq this year. One is the situation in Iraqi prisons, and particularly the question of torture which appears to be quite routine particularly during the interrogation of suspects. The United States, I think, has a particular responsibility, given the role it's played in Iraq and is likely to continue to play, to press very hard on Iraqi authorities to clean up their act when it comes to torture. The second issue has to do particularly with the situation for minority communities up in that seam zone between the Kurdish-controlled area and the central government-controlled area. Christians, Yazidis, Shabaks, other minorities have been particularly hard hit by violence directed at them, particularly from Sunni Arab insurgent groups. But they've also been squeezed by the Kurdish militias to the north as well. So that's another situation where the U.S. is very heavily involved, I think, has a responsibility to do all they can to lessen the violence and to hold accountable people responsible for it.
What about the treatment of women?
That's another big area, yes. The situation that we found throughout Iraq, really, but particularly in the government-controlled areas, violence against women takes many different forms. It's very serious. It's directed at them particularly, at a social level. Domestic violence is a big problem, and I can't say that we've seen a lot of evidence that it's very high on the government's agenda.
Joe Stork is the deputy director of the Middle East Division at Human Rights Watch. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.